This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Junx. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junx. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Cakes. Good morning, JP, everybody. I just yelled, JP, I'm in the middle. I'm in Miami on vacation with Lauren and her dad, and anybody who just was around me heard me yelling JP, and they had no idea what the hell I was talking about.
But that was fun. Of course they didn't.
Are you outside, or are you in the hotel lobby? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm outside. Lauren's upstairs sleeping. And we got down here on Monday. I've been on vacation all week with Lauren and her dad. And so, yeah. So
where are you?
Outside the hotel.
Miami.
We're in South Beach.
Yeah.
South Beach? South Why Beach. Are you with her dad?
Because I love her dad.
That's
love
not a fun vacation.
No, her dad's awesome, man. I don't know about how other relationships are in terms of, like, father-in-laws and things like that, but my father-in-law is awesome. Like, I love genuinely hanging out with him. So, yeah, we
are you sleeping in the same hotel room?
No, we got conjoined rooms.
Oh, okay, all right. That's a little better.
Well, that's fine. That's I have no better. Problem with that.
Yeah,
yeah. If you were like sharing
room.
A room,
yeah, that would be weird.
No, like for example, my father.
All right, so that's
my
fine.
Father-in-law is super cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. I got a great father-in-law too, but I would want to have separate rooms. That's
so. What are you going to do today? You going out on the beach?
Cool.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we're going out on
He's
the beach
so pasty.
Today.
We can't see him at the beach.
Bring that, get that umbrella. Yeah,
you better have that SPF 200, Ricky.
Well, I definitely made a big mistake the first day I got here. I didn't put sunscreen on. I went out to the beach. My legs look like a stop sign.
You're in the tropics. What are you right. doing yeah. with yeah, your
What
life?
Are you doing? You didn't think?
Here's the,
yeah, you're stupid.
Here's the mistake that I made. Here's the dumb mistake that
many.
I made. Assumed, okay, all right, my arms are covered by I had a long sleeve, like a pool shirt on, or like a swim shirt, mm-hmm. and I was underneath an umbrella, and I had a hat on. I'm like, oh, I'll be totally fine. And then I go right upstairs, my legs are like devil red. Like, they're horrifying. So
they probably
bad.
Hurt. Do they hurt?
Oh, dude, it's so hard to take a shower. The hot water, it's painful. Yeah, my arms and my legs are just destroyed.
By the way, Kevin, I can't remember what day it was last week, but we were talking about how many times I go to the movies each month, and some guy said I was lying, that I go all the time. But I went back and looked at all the movies that were released in 2019. I saw one of them, so I went to the theaters once in 2019. But you did review mm-hmm. A Quiet Place 2 today, 12:30, at the Regal Fox Cinemas in Brambleton. Ah. I will be at A Quiet Place 2 at 12:30. I'm going to go see it today. It'll be the
Jason's
first
doing
movie.
An appearance.
It'll be the first movie I've seen since 2019 in the theater.
Well, that makes me really happy that you're going, because not only you know me, I'm a gigantic theater advocate. So the fact that you're even going to the movies is awesome. And you gotta text me after you get out of it. I'm very curious to see what you think about it. I love how you announce the time and theater you're going as if you're doing an appearance. I hope people show up and bother you.
I didn't think about that. I don't think they will. I think it's fine. But I'm just excited to see this movie.
Did anybody go last weekend?
I saw A Quiet Place 2 in theaters.
Kev?
Oh, you're talking about
did anybody go? Like,
oh, yeah, the box office
was big.
Yeah,
did anybody go?
Box office for that was big. It was like $58
million. Eric, the numbers for Quiet Place Part 2 are absurd. So the first 4 days of that movie, they did $57 million, as Cakes was saying. But you have to understand, that number is special for a couple reasons. Not every theater is open. Not every theater is operating at full capacity. Some theaters still have social distancing between their seats. So for a movie to come out still in the middle of the pandemic, even though, you know, the vaccines are rolling out and we're trying to get more towards normalcy, but for a movie to do that big of a deal was a really big indicator that the movie business is not going anywhere. I mean, this particular summer, like, I think we're going to have one of the best box office summers in a while, just in terms of people wanting to get back out. You have, like, Black Widow coming out, Fast and Furious. But Quiet Place was a big jump starter. It just showed you that people want to go to the movies. But that movie also only opened in theaters. The problem with, in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the film business, is that they really started changing the way things were going to be released. So, for example, one of the movies I'm reviewing today is a movie called In the Heights, which is 100% a theater movie you need to see in theaters. But the problem is it's also available on HBO Max. So if you have an HBO Max subscription, you can watch this movie at home for free, basically, along with your subscription. But this is the kind of movie I think people need to go to the theater for. So we're in this weird moment now where we're in a hybrid model. So, like, obviously with Quiet Place Part 2, with it only being theatrical, that's why, and that's a big indicator that people want to get back out to the movie. So hopefully In the Heights will have that same effect.
I mean, In the Heights, I mean, look, I understand some people are into musicals that are turned into movies. I am not one of these people. You would have to pay me $1,000 to go see that movie in the theaters. That's
Case,
the only
did you ever see Hamilton?
Borefest, yes. I saw it on Disney Plus. Couldn't have been more bored.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't like Hamilton?
Did not. Not a fan.
Wow.
Literally fell asleep in my basement.
Mm. All right. Well,
I mean, it's just it's not my thing. I understand a lot of people are going to be into it. A lot of people will see it. Not for me.
Well,
I respect
that,
Cakes.
In terms of In the Heights, for people who aren't aware of this is a movie that is coming to you from Lin-Manuel Miranda. So, musicals aside, I get that if you're not a musical fan, you're probably not going to be interested in seeing this. But Hamilton, for me, that experience that Cakes is referring to, watching it on Disney Plus, I've been going to Broadway shows all my life with my family. So I saw Hamilton, thankfully, in theaters, and I actually saw the production, and then I got to see the actual show on Disney Plus, which was absolutely amazing. In the Heights is actually it was something that Lin-Manuel Miranda did before Hamilton. So basically, he did this. He was the lead character, and the story behind it is the character named Usnavi, who runs a bodega in Washington Heights in New York, and he dreams of a better life, and that's kind of the whole idea of the story. But at the same time, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda, so if you love Hamilton, the music has a similar vibe to it. The way that he incorporates hip hop and just singing in general into the actual music is phenomenal, and this movie is electrifying. So the guy who directed this movie is John M. Chu, who also did Crazy Rich Asians, who's, you know, I think he's one of the most exciting filmmakers working today. This is a movie that is, like, genuinely, I hate using this term, but it's like the event of the summer. It's like, it's a gigantic, fun, vivid, electrifying, massive production. And music aside, if you don't like musicals, the story is insane. The visuals are insane. It is unlike any musical I've seen in a long time, and it pays homage to classic musicals like Esther Williams. It's really, really well done. I highly, highly recommend it if you have a chance to see it. Even if you're not into musicals, I recommend seeing it. It's on HBO Max today, and it's also playing in theaters. But if you can go to the theaters, support the box office. This is the kind of movie that needs a good box office so that more movies like it can get made.
Ooh, all right.
I'm into less movies like that being made, so I will stay away.
All right, is there anything else coming out this weekend?
Yeah, so the other thing I wanted to review real fast, and by the way, I gave In the Heights a 4.5 out of 5, and anybody listening, give it a chance. Don't let the musical aspect of it turn you off. It's truly a remarkable film. The other thing I wanted to review is Loki. So the TV series, have you guys watched this yet?
I watched the first episode last night. I'm the only one that's going to watch it. Trust me.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, so this is interesting. Again, this is where if I haven't already lost Eric, I know I'm going to lose him now. But this is the MCU. So for people who aren't who have seen the Marvel films, this is a series based on Loki, which is Tom Hiddleston's character. Now this character has been part of the MCU for a bunch of years now. He was in the Thor movies, Avengers movies, and things like that. So to give a timestamp, this character died in Avengers: Infinity War. So the character we're watching in this series is actually from 2012. And I won't go into the minutiae. Unless you've seen the MCU, you'll know what I'm talking about. Cakes, you know what I'm referring to. But yeah, it's basically Loki's character reliving parts of the MCU that he hasn't even experienced yet himself. And so Tom Hiddleston's one of the best actors working today. I think he's genuinely brilliant. The big garbage truck going by me, sorry. But yeah, the show itself is incredible. It's on Disney Plus. I highly recommend it if you have a chance to watch it. I think it's better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision, which were two of the other Marvel series that obviously came out before it. So if you have a chance, I think it's fun. Cakes, obviously you liked it. It's a week-to-week release, which I think is great. I love the week-to-week release because you can digest the material versus binging it all at one point. And yeah, so that's available on Disney Plus today, and I highly, highly recommend it. It was a great first episode. I've seen the first two episodes, and they're both excellent. The first one came out this Wednesday. The next one comes out again next Wednesday. So definitely see it for sure.
Kevin, what was your take on Mayor of Easttown on HBO Max? Have you watched yet?
Lauren was the one who watched that. So I have not seen it yet. I'm actually in the middle of watching Lost for the first time. So I do one series at a time. That's the one I'm working on now.
What did she say, though? Do you know what her review was?
Oh, she was blown away. My wife's obsessed. Lauren's obsessed with Kate Winslet, and so a lot of the spoilers that came out of that show, I already kind of know because of her reactions to things, and obviously the internet spoils everything. So I already know all the big reveals and who did it and all that kind of stuff. So it's not really like I haven't really missed it, but I do want to watch it.
Is that the film or where I know it's a show where Kate Winslet's like has like these sex scenes and she demanded that they don't digitally alter her body, or is that a different role? Do you remember reading about that?
I mean, there is one scene with her.
It was this show.
Okay,
it was this show.
They wanted to keep her handles in there.
She wanted to keep it in there. Yeah. Right. Well, they were trying to make her look all skinny like she was 19.
Yeah, like
she was
Titanic.
Like, no, no, no.
Kate.
Right.
Kevin,
right,
don't get third-degree burns today on the beach. All right? Get yourself an umbrella. Wear a hat. Get some sunscreen on you.
Just be smart.
Hook it up.
Don't be stupid.
I mean, you're
don't
not
ruin your vacay.
You're not a 17-year-old kid. You're actually a fully functioning adult.
Now, I've been wearing sunscreen the rest of the trip. I made the mistake of thinking to myself, oh, if I'm under an umbrella and I'm wearing a hat, I should be fine.
Right.
Not the case.
Kevin, before you go, is there anything big coming in the next week or two to the theaters? What's looming?
Oh, dude, we got Fast and Furious 9,
yuck,
which I know I can't wait for that. I'm excited. And also Black Widow is July 9th. Okay. We got Suicide Squad in August. It's going to be a big summer.
All right. Well, that's good.
All right, Kevin. Stay under the umbrella. Don't get third-degree burns down in Miami. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
See you, bro.
Hi, Papa.
All right, Rick.
All right, Papa Squeezy.
Imagine going to Miami. I mean, you can't go much further in the United States. You're on a bullet train to the equator, and you're not going to put on sunscreen?
Yeah, that's not smart.
Well, the thing is, I understand part of the logic. He was under umbrella. He had a hat. He had a long sleeve shirt. But he did. He completely ignored his legs.
Yeah, but his big pasty white legs are sticking out on the Chase
Lounge.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy's just stupid. there's no other. There's no other excuse.
All right,
I'm trying to find a bet here. Damn it!
Got to take a break. EB's.
By the way, Cakes
bet.
He took my play, but that's fine.
Look, I'm not married to it.
No, just stay with it because I like it.
Okay. I will stick with my play then.
So I'll go to plan B. I've got a plan B, but I like your play.
All right, so we're talking about the Junkies Weekend Parlay. We'll get to that coming up at 7:45. But when we come back, should the Wiz try to trade for Kristaps Porzingis? Should they try to add him to the mix here in D.C.? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coming up in just over 20 minutes, we'll do the Junks Weekend Parlay. We're going to try to combo a bunch of picks for a big payoff. We haven't come close to hitting one yet. Maybe this is the week. So that's coming up at 7:45. And John Feinstein will join us, as he does every Friday at 8 a.m. Talked about it heading into the break. And this is from the Bullets Forever blog. Albert Lee wrote the article. Would you want the Wizards to trade for Kristaps Porzingis, the big man in Dallas, who apparently has grown disillusioned with his role there with the emergence of Luka for the Mavericks? So I guess he could be available in a trade this summer. Would you want the Wizards to make a move for Kristaps Porzingis? If you want to weigh in on that, 800-636-1067. You can take your calls on the Gambit DC listener line.
Well, if he's disillusioned with his role behind Luka, how is he going to like the role behind Russ and Bradley?
Yeah, it's a very good point. If he can't handle
He just wants to get out.
He can't handle one superstar on the team. He would have to deal with, you know, trying to find touches after Westbrook and Beal get theirs.
Well, look, he clearly would make your team better. He's got a big contract. He signed a 5-year, $158 million deal a couple years ago, so he still has 3 years left on that, where he's going to make 32, 34, and 36 in the next 3 years. So I'm not sure how that works, how that fits. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the only thing with him is the injury concern, because he tore his ACL, was that 3 years ago? Missed the entire year, and then he had some injuries this year. So he's got injury concerns.
You look at his numbers. His numbers are pretty good.
Oh, yeah. But when he's out there and healthy, he produces, no doubt.
But I don't know. I don't watch him. I just don't watch him, so I don't know how much he's deteriorated with these injuries, you know?
And I always think of him as older, too. He's still relatively young. He's only
25
years old.
That's butt young.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's diminished a little bit just based on the ACL, and he's just a big dude. I mean,
right.
How tall is he? Is he 7'1"? 7'3"?
He's 7'3".
He only blocks a shot per game or something. I mean, can he be a defensive presence at all, or is he simply a defensive liability? Because he gives you everything else.
For his career, he blocks 1.9 per game.
No, he was taken advantage of in the playoffs. I mean,
defensively.
Yeah, they were backing him down because he just doesn't have the strength. But I think this is interesting. I think it's a better play than trading Beal, which, is their other option.
The move
because
would be
Tommy said they're not going to stand pat.
They're
going to do something. They're going to move in a direction.
It would be Westbrook, Beal, and Porzingis, and you would have to move a piece, like it says in the article. Like, you would have to package Bertans and maybe Thomas Bryant and maybe even another piece to get it done.
Yeah.
Because the Wiz are so up against the cap paying Beal and Westbrook what they're paying and what they would be paying or Porzingis if he's brought in here, that you can't just keep everybody. You have to ship some pieces out. So you'd have to be willing to, deal Bertans if somebody was willing to take that contract.
Well, Bertans
and
has
piece.
To go. Bertans 100% has to go because the contracts won't work otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. What's Bryant making? He can't be making that much.
I think it's eight. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
And throw in a pick, maybe, Throw in the first round pick.
Or Denny.
Maybe possible. Throw Denny in there. Yeah.
But there's some people who said that Porzingis, in the eyes of some GMs, is just 100% unwanted. Nobody wants him.
Oh, really? Just so, because his price tag is so high,
yeah,
and you're not getting that sort of production out of him.
Right, and you got three more years after this locked into him.
Yeah,
The Wizards are already, the way you look at it, the Wizards are already in salary cap hell. They're stuck for two out of those 3 years no matter what.
Is there a way that Tommy Shepard could approach the Mavericks and say, look, we'll take him on, but you have to pay 30% of the freight of his deal? Is that workable? Is that something that's even legal? Like, they could pay part of his salary, right? If he's here, I think that's doable.
I guess.
Maybe that's the way it happens.
But again, what is he like in the locker room? Is he a positive guy? Is he good for, camaraderie? Who knows? Don't know his reputation. What if you had to throw Rui in there?
Because they don't want to. Apparently the guys they do not want to trade under any circumstance are Beal, Westbrook, Rui. Those are the big ones.
So if it took Bertans, Bryant, Denny, and the first round pick, do you think that could get it done?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it. I'm over Bertans. I was big on re-signing him, but he was just too inconsistent this year. He's such a liability defensively. Denny has potential, but who knows what's going to happen with him. And Thomas Bryant, dime a dozen.
And he's got 1 year left on his deal. So Bryant would make 8.7. Bertans' deal is pretty big. It's 16 mil for three more years.
I think that'd be close.
And then, of course, Denny's on a rookie deal. And then throwing a pick. I don't know. I don't know if that gets it done. Maybe if Dallas.
I would think that would get it done.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if the Wizards would do that. But I think I would do it if I was Tommy Shepard. If it was E.B. Shepard, I think I would do it. Because I'm over Bertans.
Yeah.
Haven't fallen in love with Denny yet. And Bryant is what he is.
Plus, it gives them a legitimate third option. And it's not let's hope Rui develops into that third option. And maybe eventually he will, and he can. But this would give you a guy who's going to basically score 18 to 20 points a game. He's going to grab you 8 or 9 rebounds. That's just what he does.
But if you make the deal, don't be surprised if he misses, a third of the season or half of the season because of injuries. Because that's what he's done the last few years.
That's a gamble that I guess you would have to take.
Fine.
But you need a third superstar.
I mean, Denny missed games. Yeah. Thomas Bryant missed games.
I'm just saying. It doesn't help you. It makes you worse.
No. All right. Let's see. If people want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Is Mo still there? I don't know what line he was.
Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Yep.
What's up, bud? Mo? What's up?
Two things. First, initially when I first called in, I was like, yeah, I would like us to make a move because we do need another option. But that contract is pretty tough, man. I mean, if we got three more years at 30-plus million for him, With his background and injury proneness, I don't know about that, man. I mean, I got to believe I could develop the talent I have, maybe go find another piece somewhere in the draft or free agency, but that contract is pretty tough. But, I mean, I guess you kind of got to make a play because after this year, you figure Westbrook is probably gone anyway. So, I mean, it's kind of rough there. I'm not quite sure about that one, but one more thing for you guys, gentlemen, especially Lurch and EB. Tex, you'll probably like it too. But there's a show on Netflix called Startup. Gentlemen, you got to check it out. Trust me. You'll thank me later.
What's it about?
Thanks, fellas.
Hold on.
What's it about?
You can't just recommend a show and not give us any background.
Okay. Not a problem. It's about a startup company that deals with cryptocurrency. You got sex, money, drugs, violence. What else do you need?
All right, so it's a fictional show. It's not like a documentary or anything like that.
Oh, no, it's not a documentary. No, it's like I think it's a three-season show. I think it's three seasons to it.
All right.
Startup.
I might check it out. I will say this, man. The crypto world is crazy. I mean, obviously Elon Musk is making everyone crazy with the way he seems to be manipulating the price of Bitcoin.
Right.
But there are so many people that have bashed Bitcoin and crypto over the last few years that have converted. Mm-hmm. You know, even guys like Mark Cuban and like, you know, I'm just naming famous guys, but like Kevin O'Leary, the guy from Shark Tank. I mean, so many institutions too are investing.
Yeah,
institutions that have trashed it. I saw that there's like a hip hop show where, like, I mean, crypto is everywhere now. Like, they're like hip hop guys that are huge into crypto.
Well, did you see? I'm sure you saw that a few days ago. El Salvador is the first country that
yes.
accepted as legal tender.
Yes,
That's a big move.
It's not going anywhere. It's, you know, I got to listen to some of these hip hop shows because I guarantee you they're gonna be interesting. At least to me, anyway.
I haven't paid attention to the Bitcoin price the last few days.
It's still way down. You know. Elon was messing with it for like a month.
It was up to 60. It wasn't up to 60 plus.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm looking at 37.
It's like in the mid 30s or something.
Yeah, 37.
Yeah, I'm bullish on it, but it's super swingy.
Are we
no doubt about it?
Are we going to see more Russell Okungs guys taking part or all of their salary in Bitcoin going forward?
I don't know why you would do that. That seems silly. Because you're just inviting. You know, just if you want to invest it, just invest it. Why would you want your salary in it? I don't know. That seems silly. You're just adding a third party to it.
That tells me you're a true believer when you're taking your full salary in a cryptocurrency.
Right.
You definitely believe in it.
Right. I would. Yeah.
I mean, you're in. You're fully in at that point.
Why wouldn't you just take whatever you want to invest in it? I mean, Well, that also tells you that he's already financially set and he's just.
Right. Now he's gambling on it.
Now he's just gambling his salary.
Right. Right.
You know, but anyway, just a side story on the crypto thing. It's pervasive. It's everywhere. Not only do you have institutions investing in it, but I mean, like the hip hop community is embracing it, and they're putting out cakes, their own coins, their own NFTs. Although didn't we say the other day that it seems like the bloom is off the NFT rose? Does that include Top Shot?
I don't know. I mean,
Grabby, you were into Top Shot.
I haven't heard
you?
Anybody talk about that in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not really following Top Shot.
Top Shot dead?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I have no idea. May not be.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 800-636-1067. Are you into this Porzingis move or not? I'd be into it because I think when he's healthy, even diminished just by looking at numbers, I mean, this guy, he's a star.
Yeah.
You know, everyone acted like he had such a terrible year. Okay, he only played 43 games, but if you look at numbers-wise, they're pretty good. Numbers are pretty solid. Give a good contribution.
I know that he's making 30-plus million. I understand that it's a big contract. But I think if you can bring him in and get rid of the Albatross Bertans contract, you're winning.
Yeah. Even though this contract's double Bertans.
But I think you're going to get more consistent production out of, obviously, Porzingis. Than you will out of Bertans. Bertans is going to go out there some nights and shoot 1 for 11.
Yeah.
And he's going to shoot you out of the game. And I just think you're going to get a more consistent effort and production night in, night out from Porzingis. The problem is, and we've talked about it a few times, the injury risk is big for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, if you trade 3 or 4 pieces for him, you think the depth is bad now, and then your depth really gets crushed. And it's not like you can go out and replace these guys with really good players because you're locked up with 3 players making $35 million each.
Right.
Minimum.
Well, you got to do what the Nets do. You got to pay everybody $3 million.
And I think I'd rather go out and try and sign Jared Allen to a free agent contract. Maybe you can make some trades with what you have now, but Jared Allen is a defensive guy. He's a rebounder. He's getting better offensively. You wouldn't have to trade a bunch of pieces. I don't know how that would fit in the cap. I would target him.
And
I don't know if I'd go after Porzingis.
You also have to factor this in. If you bring in Porzingis, that is your masterstroke that hopefully pays off to keep Beal around. Because if you bring in Porzingis and it doesn't work and it blows up in everybody's face, Beal, you know, what does Beal have left? 2 years on his deal?
2 years.
I think it's 2 years on his deal. Then he's going to say, well, Nothing that we've done here has worked.
Well, he's got 2 years, but that second year is a player option.
Okay, so really has 1 year left.
Really, he's got one. He makes 37 in 22-23, but that's a player option year.
So if you bring in Porzingis and it doesn't work, Beal's going to say, he's going to look around the landscape and say, nothing's working here. I've given it my all. Now it's time to look elsewhere. So that's another thing you factor in.
And Russell's got 2 years left, too. And the second year, it's $47 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's a player option year as well. I doubt he's going to – I have no idea. Maybe he opts out and gets another five-year deal somewhere. But that, there's a risk there because you could be left with just Porzingis for 3 years if those other guys decide to go somewhere else.
Right.
All right, let's go to Bob in Laurel, line one. Bob, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's up, man?
Bobby.
Bob, you're on there.
Hello, Bobby.
Can you not hear us? All right, let's try Eddie in Centerville, line two. Eddie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I'd like to weigh on this Porzingis guy, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The dude doesn't play a lot of defense, and he's got you know, you for the Wizards, they want a 6'7", 6'8" guy who can shoot the three and drive to the basket. So Porzingis can't really do that. He's a little goofy when it comes to that. He'll lose the ball, and so I don't see him being a good fit here. And plus, you're talking about giving away a lot of stuff for him. So, nah, if it was maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe. But now, nah, he's set in his ways, and he's going to shoot that three every time he can. So,
who are you into then? Who do you want to acquire? They got to do something.
You know, Duncan Robinson, he's available, I believe, right? He might be a good fit here.
I'd have to look into what his contract is.
He's an unrestricted free agent.
Okay.
And he can play defense.
But again, like if the and thanks for the call, Eddie. But if the Wiz want to make a big splash, they're so up against the cap, they probably can't afford just to go out and sign a guy like Duncan Robinson for whatever he's going to command on the open market. I think for them to make a real impact, it has to be via trade because they're paying so much already to Beal and Westbrook.
Yeah, but Duncan Robinson, so he shoots 40% from threes. I didn't realize he shot that well.
Yeah.
And you say he defends? So that's an upgrade over Bertans. Right, Cakes?
How good of a defender is he?
I mean,
he?
I don't know how proficient a defender he
is. But they do need multiple three-point threats.
Right.
Because they really don't have it.
Right.
He takes 8.5 a game, too.
And those are pretty much the only shots he takes. Yeah. He takes 10 shots a game, and 8.5 of those are threes.
Right.
John Feinstein coming up at 8 a.m. for Fridays with Feinstein, but we'll do the Junks Weekend Parlay next right here on The Fan. Props again to 106.7 The Fan listener Josh Herbstritt. He won $1,000 on the Cash Flash Thursday while listening to B. Mitch and Finley. So keep listening to the station. You'll get the code word after the sports update. I believe at 2 minutes past the top of every hour, you text that code word in to the number you're given, and you have a chance to win $1,000 in a multi-market contest. You can win $1,000. It's that easy.
Yeah.
It's much easier than hitting the Junks Weekend Parlay, I can tell you that.
And by the way,
I guarantee you that.
Like I said earlier in the show, I talked to FanDuel yesterday.
Yes.
And my guy from FanDuel asked me, how many 5-game or 6-game parlays have you hit? And I laughed when he asked me that question. I think we're 0 for 20. And we're 0 for 20. Just donation after donation to FanDuel. And so he said, well, let's create a super boost to fade some of your plays. Now, they're not going to offer a super boost for the parlay in general. So it won't be a super boost for a parlay.
Just individual plays.
They're probably going to set individual boost prices for fade picks on each of our picks. So I'm waiting to hear from them. It should be up at sometime today, so I'll let you know that.
Very good.
And then Bickle will tweet it out.
Mm-hmm. You got to text it to me, though.
I will, of course.
Yep.
All right. So, of course, it's a 5-team parlay this week because Joe Pa is on vacay.
That is correct.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, that wheel's a spinning. Don't land on me first. Don't land on me first.
Cakesy, you asked for it.
Why do you have to do that to me, my friend? All right. I have been ice cold. I think it's been at least 6 or 7 weeks since I've picked a winner. I mean, it's freaking Siberia over here. And I would be lying if I told you I was not tempted by my friend Bode Mode on Twitter when he offered up a soccer pick. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make the pick. on my own. I'll pick my own loser. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So Baseball Cakes is back.
Baseball Cakes.
I am looking at the Angels D-backs game.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Angels laying a run and a half at plus 130 right now is the number with Ohtani on the mound. The D-backs are awful. I think
they're
23 games under 500 at this point.
Well, they've lost a million in a row on the road. Now, this is a home game, but they've lost 20 of 22.
Seven straight L's on the ledger for the Diamondbacks. Six of those have been by two-plus runs. So I'm going to just play the odds and hope the Angels can go in there and boat race the stupid Diamondbacks.
Now, this was going to be my original play. It wasn't going to be the run line play. It's going to be money line because the money line's still decent. It's a decent price. I think it's minus 130.
It's a 136.
Yeah, so I like it. The D-backs are awful. They have the worst pitching in the majors.
Yep.
And Merrill Kelly pitches tonight.
He's got a 5.1 ERA, so the Angels should be able to take advantage.
And Ohtani's legit on the hill.
Yep.
All right, so you are in, my friend.
In! Locked
spin
in!
It. Spin it. All right, Mr. Valdez.
Ooh, Cakes, get my music ready.
This is Matt Valdez.
Oh, I know your music, my friend. I have it. You want it now or you want it?
I want it now.
All right. You want the long version or the shorter version?
Long version.
Oh, here we go. Something magic
happens. Zero magic today against the Rays for those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're fading your boys.
I'm feeling a beatdown on my boys.
Okay.
All right. So going to FanDuel.
Speaking of bad pitching.
Yeah.
I don't have Rays magic on the machine. Maybe we'll get that later.
All right. So go under the FanDuel Orioles section. We're not doing the run line.
Okay.
We're not doing the alternate run line.
Nope.
We're doing the super ultimate run line.
Hold on. It's super alternate or ultimate?
Ultimate. Both.
Super ultimate run line.
Yes.
Okay.
We're doing the Rays minus 3.5, baby.
Wow. Jesus.
That pays plus 250.
That is tasty.
We're feeling a beatdown. You just saw what the Mets did at Camden. Not yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm more in store for them down in Tampa.
Rays have some of the best pitching. Tonight it's Ryan Yarbrough, 3.95 ERA, 3-3 against Keegan Aiken. We talked about him. This is his second start this year, I think, right?
Yeah, his second start.
Yeah. Well,
I was kind of bouncing this playoff drabby. I like this one play that paid 7-1. It was a nil to win bet. So the Rays would have to win and the Orioles would be blanked.
Yeah.
That pays 7-1. But we're just doing the big old Rays minus 3.5.
Okay.
So it's a run line. It's an alternate run line,
correct.
3.5.
The
super ultimate.
Ultimate alternate.
All right. That's plus
say
two.
That.
That's in a mouthful.
That's plus 285, by the way.
Oh.
That's plus 285. That's
who's correct. Pitching for the O's, did you say?
Keegan Aiken.
Aiken. Clay's brother.
Right. You feel better if it was Matt Harvey, but he went the other night. All right. Spin it. That one's in. All right, I'll go here. Again, this is my second pick. I did like the Angels tonight on the money line. Cakes picked it on the run.
Yep.
I'm going to go to the NBA tonight, and I think Atlanta and Philly get over 224. It's a minus 110 play. In game one of the series, they went nuts. I think they got to 250. Now, game two, they didn't shoot the ball as well, and the pace wasn't as fast as game one. And it wasn't as close, so they didn't get there. But I think they get there. Atlanta, when they play at home, their numbers are pretty good. Their pace of play is good. I just think this 224 is gettable. And I think that they will go over the total. So I'm going to lay the 224 here over the total Sixers-Hawks game three in Atlanta. In Atlanta.
The pick is in.
The pick is in. All right, 3 out of 5 are in. Spin it.
It's down to me and Drabby, I believe.
Drabby is up.
All right, I'm ready to go here. Actually, Valdez, play me some music. This segment's getting a little stale here. You guys aren't feeling confident. So let's start feeling better. Last week, I was all over my Verstappen pick for the Formula One. You guys know I love European sports.
Yes.
You going F1 again?
No, we're on it's a break weekend.
Oh,
I know where he's going. I can guarantee where Euro 2020, baby.
By the way, before we get to my pick, everyone's calling me the Unit King on Twitter. The love unit, of my big place.
Unit King or Units King? Which
unit.
One?
Unit.
Oh, the T. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Please, come on.
You need to make sure what you're talking
but,
about
but,
here.
But the King's been done. The Tiger King, the Fire King. I want something original.
All right.
So from here on out, I'm going to be known as the Big Unit.
You're all right, Johnson.
All right, Lurch Papa, I got to play for you. This is a smash hit. We're going to go to Paris, Roland Garros.
Shocker, you're going to Europe.
Tip of the hat to Roland Garros, French war hero. That's who the tournament's named
who
after.
Knew?
Well, I'm just full of information here.
Yes, you
all
are.
All right. I don't care about FanDuel's boost. I got to play at 11:30 today. Novak Djokovic and Nadal. We all know Nadal's going to win. He beats them all the time on clay.
7-1 at the French against
him. Yeah, he's just it's not going to happen for Novak to win today. But he will win a set. They've played four times on clay the last 2 years. And Novak has won at least one set in two of those matches.
I cannot beat this Dutch baller in France.
give this
is
to
that
me.
The way he sounds?
Yes, that's exactly how
he's got a French accent.
Yes, he has a French
from
accent
Serbia.
All of a sudden.
Bish, this is a plus 280.
Ooh,
Nadal's going to win 3-1 today.
It is plus 280.
I love that play, Cakes.
I'm going to get the good thing. I'm going to get a set off of that Spaniard.
I love it.
By the way, why wouldn't we lay our entire 401k minus 250 Nadal money line just to win the match?
why wouldn't we do that?
He's won 100 French Opens.
I think he's won 13.
Yeah, and Novak is 1-7 against him on clay in Roland Garros.
I mean, it's a surefire winner. That.
How can I play Nadal when I am in the Western Conference semifinal?
The bet is in. That leaves Bickle.
I actually like that one. I never know the F1 stuff, but I like that one. All right. Since I watched the Brooklyn-Milwaukee game last night, I now consider myself an expert in that series. Mm-hmm. And if Milwaukee didn't get up to that huge quarter lead, I don't even think that would have really been close. Just a bad start for Brooklyn. They're right there at the end, and all of a sudden, we talked about it in the first segment, Bruce Brown, is that the guy's name? All
yes,
of a sudden,
Bruce
he
Brown.
Just started that's Coach feeling L's, himself.
That's Coach L's boy down in Miami.
He thought he was the man or something, and he took two huge critical shots that he shouldn't have taken. And, you know, they had a last-second look there from Durant after a timeout, but it wasn't enough.
Yep.
I'll take Brooklyn on the money line. I guess that's on – is that on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night? It's on the 13th.
That would be
I'll
Sunday.
I'll take them minus 132, but I'll just, you know, it's a game I like. I think Brooklyn will win, and they'll go up 3-1 in the series.
All right, so Brooklyn just to win, minus 132. All right, so just to recap, you got that one. Drabby's got Nadal in four sets at plus 280.
You mean the Unit King?
Yeah.
No, the big unit.
The big unit. I already messed up your new nickname.
He's stealing nicknames.
He doesn't want to be a king.
It's original.
Yes.
Yeah, big unit.
He wants to be big, not a king.
Cakes, he's got the Angels against the D-backs on the road, laying a run and a half, plus 130. That's Otani against Merrill Kelly. Got that one in. All right, Valdez, you got the Rays alternate run line minus 3.5. So a blowout over the O's, who have the second worst pitching behind the D-backs, or just ahead of the D-backs, sorry, in Major League Baseball. That's plus 285. And I like Philly, Atlanta to go over 224. All right, $5 pays. Drum roll.
Oh, yep, you got it. Hold on 1 second. Here it is.
Placing the bet.
Yep.
$5 will pay us. $559.52.
Well, that's not much at all. It's like nothing.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I'll take it.
We're not going to win it. So it's all theoretical
money. Actually,
anyway.
I have a good feeling.
You do?
You have a good feeling on this one?
I have a good feeling.
Which one do you?
I think yours is going to be the hardest one to hit, right? You got to win by four?
Yeah, I got to win by four.
Well, at least four, Which one do you feel most comfortable with and least comfortable with?
Mine, of course. Right, and then least comfortable, Eric's, because Eric is the mush.
Oh, I've been pretty mushy lately, too. So,
I mean, I can't argue it, but yeah. I think Brooklyn's a better team. So
you know, I'm really feeling Drab's play, too. The confidence
like
from the big unit
yes.
just has me. As may all size.
It's a false bravado.
I'm going to put, you know what? I'm going to put 250 to win 100 just on a doll to win. That just seems like you are.
I think you should. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm putting that in.
All right, so we'll get that. We will put that pickup on Twitter at Junks Radio a bit later, and hopefully it comes through for us this weekend. John Feinstein joins us next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.